Well, here we are in the center of the greatest nation on earth. On the front lines of freedom, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the countdown to Mueller time is rolling. Democrats all banking, praying really, that somehow Big Bad Bob will save them. But alas, I'm quite sure Mighty Casey is going to strike out. Number two, a powerful black Democrat says his party has lost its way and Donald Trump's doing a great job as president. The comments from Robert Johnson, the billionaire founder of BET, sure to get plenty of blowback, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't care. Number one, the gut-wrenching saga of Jeffrey Epstein will infect many as it unfolds, and the vile nature of the convicted sex offender continues to trickle out, connected to so many high-profile, wealthy, important people. People like former President Bill Clinton. We'll get to that. But first, Ross Perot passed away at the age of 89 after losing a battle with leukemia yesterday. The second American icon to pass within a few days, Lee Iacocca, will be buried today in Michigan at the age of 94. He passed a few days ago. H. Ross Perot, though, billionaire, maverick, a guy who ran for president twice, most notably in 1992. The most successful third-party candidacy since 1912, when Teddy Roosevelt ran for president as an outsider. But Ross Perot laid the groundwork, if you will. Ross Perot may have created the map that Donald Trump followed. Without Ross Perot, there may never have been a Donald Trump presidency in this country. Why? Because he ran as a populist, as a billionaire, a guy from the outside who could come in as a businessman and fix things. And he attracted millions of voters. I want to give you a taste of Ross Perot. I want to go back in time a bit to the campaign of 1992 at Michigan State University at the Wharton Center, a debate that I attended, and listen to some of the comments about trade and imbalance and the future of America. And of course, that great big sucking sound. Bite 9 with Ross Perot. Go.
If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, let's assume you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element, making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street.
Which is why the USMCA agreement that has been worked out by President Trump and his administration is so critical. Ross Perot was proven to be right on many facets of his complaints about the NAFTA deal. Jobs did go to Mexico and elsewhere all over the world. Manufacturing in America began to disappear. There were factories empty all over this country, just like the president described in his inaugural speech. It's time to bring America back, said Donald Trump. And again, without Ross Perot, would there ever have been a Donald Trump? I seriously don't think so. Let's check in. One of the other things that Ross Perot hammered on in 1992 were the terrible trade deals that we had put together. Does that sound familiar to you? He hammered on the bad trade deals that we had put together with other countries. He called them a one-way street. Bad deals for America. America getting screwed, frankly. A lot of the same themes you hear from President Trump. Let's go to Bite 10 with Ross Perot on those trade deals.
If you just want to get down to brass tacks, first thing you ought to do is get all these folks who've got these one-way trade agreements that we've negotiated over the years and say, fellas, we'll take the same deal we gave you. And they'll gridlock right at that point because, for example, we've got international competitors who simply could not unload their cars off the ships if they had to comply. You see, if it was a two-way street, just couldn't do it. We have got to stop sending jobs overseas.
Ross Perot never made the connection with enough Americans to win the presidency, but he did siphon off enough votes from President Bush at the time, put Bill Clinton in office. Another candidate that played to be the outsider, Bill Clinton back in the headlines now, as we've talked about, because of his connection to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile who's now facing more charges of human trafficking, a billionaire who nobody can quite figure out how he made all of his money. A billionaire who got a teaching position at a college and never went to college? How did Jeffrey Epstein pull all of these scams off? How did Jeffrey Epstein buy an island in the American Virgin Islands for his own private use? Sin Island, they call it. But his good friend James Patterson, best-selling New York Times author, written a lot of books that I've written, Alex Cross books, you're probably familiar with those. He says this Epstein case is far worse than Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby. Maybe the worst of all in the Me Too era is Jeffrey Epstein. But he says, you know, his friend Bill Clinton didn't know much about it. Let's go to bite number four with James Patterson. Here's what he said yesterday on Fox News. Bite four. Go.
These are girls. These are, and you know, allegedly hundreds of girls. And the Palm Beach police had, you know, 20, 30 interviews.
So you have these in the book?
Yeah, I mean, the Miami Herald did a great job, and that's terrific. Most, a lot of that was in the book. The one thing that, they did get the girls as women, as 30-year-old women, and that's interesting. In the book, we have the police interviews of them when they were kids and what happened, and that's devastating.
And Patterson is referring to a book that he wrote and released in 2016. He had, as he put it, three nasty, heavy-duty private eyes, digging up as much information as possible. And then he wrote the book, Filthy Rich, The Billionaire's Sex Scandal. But the scandal is now just unfolding. Now, Patterson says his good friend Bill Clinton and good friend of Jeffrey Epstein knew nothing of these escapades, if you will, of these crimes, of this human trafficking, of this use and abuse of underage girls. He claims there's no knowledge. And maybe that's true. We'll find out. The media, meanwhile, is doing its level best to try to connect Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein. But as Patterson said in this interview, when Trump learned about Epstein's behavior at Mar-a-Lago, he confronted him and threw him out of the club. That was 15 years ago. Trump says he hasn't spoken to Epstein in at least that much time, maybe longer. Bill Clinton says he hasn't spoken to Epstein in at least a decade, maybe longer. Which would date to about the time that he was on trial and then convicted. Now, one of the other targets right now is Alex Acosta, the Labor Secretary for this administration. He was the prosecutor for the Southern District of Florida at the time, the federal prosecutor. And they made a deal with Epstein at the time. He served 13 months in prison but had furlough time. He could come and go and check in at night. And then he registered as a sex offender. Acosta being lambasted by Democrats, of course, because it's all political now, as to how he handled that case and why. They're calling for his resignation. He's not offering it. And it was 11 years ago when he was the prosecutor. And I think it will serve him best, potentially, Acosta, to come forward now, explain why they arrived at the deal they arrived, whether it was based on evidence, whether they took a guarantee of prison time over the unknown of going to trial. Who knows? Because Epstein had a dream team of lawyers, including Alan Dershowitz and others. So we need some explanation there. But right now, Acosta is the guy getting the most heat. But when the little black book comes out, baby, hold on to your horses. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.